So, how did you guys get together, Shannon and the Clams?
I used to just play by myself, which is when I came up with the name Shannon and the Clams. I just played bass and I sang at open mic nights and stuff. And then got invited to play a party. This is back when I was in art school in Oakland, like 5 or 6 years ago. And I formed a band just to play this one party and never thought anything would come of any of it. And eventually Cody started playing guitar, and that's when it created a real band and made it decent. And then Ian, our at-home drummer, drummed for us, and it has worked out pretty well. But we all went to school together.
Oh, you went to school. Did you say you went to art school together?
Yeah, we went to California College of the Arts.
Wow, that must explain why you guys are so creative. No, I'm not saying that the college made you creative, but that now I get it.
We was really dumb before college.
Yeah. What are you, personal in the pizzas all of a sudden?
We just played with them last night.
They are awesome.
Or last week.
Yeah. Are they coming here or something?
Yes, they are. Okay, yeah, they're coming. Yeah. I love them. They're too hilarious. Yeah, because they're from New Jersey. So they're coming back.
They're from Hoboken,
New Jersey. Yeah.
So. We saw them at the gas station on the way here, actually. We did.
Because that's where they work, at the gas station.
Yeah.
In Hoboken. People, little known fact, people. So. But anyway, all right. So you guys started like vaguely, like from a party idea. Well, the thing about it that it just strikes me is, were you guys doing music when you were in grammar school or high school or anything, or anything before that? No?
I had this weird little synthesizer when I was a kid, and I just kept playing it until it like broke. And then I would record like tapes, like made this like weird goth music when I was a kid.
I want to hear that.
I need to hear
it. I don't have any of it.
You never told me that.
Really?
Never. What the heck?
Yeah, I don't have any of that stuff. Maybe it's like in my parents' attic or something, but last time I was up in my parents' attic, all I could find was all of the cages and water bottles from all our dead bunnies and mice and stuff.
That's pretty goth just right there,
that's
that image.
That's really goth. It was creepy.
But yeah, and then I played in some punk bands in high school and stuff. But yeah.
Well, it was the reason why I'm mentioning this, because like both of you have amazing voices. They're so not punk voices. I mean, I love punk. That's my favorite. You know, maybe.
Heck yeah.
But it's just, your voices are just like, oh my, and these songs are amazing.
Oh.
So it's just, it just pops out at you like, okay, these people are really talented. Like the harmonies, the playing, it's just, it's really great. It's great, great, great.
Yeah, I definitely think we grew together, like our styles meshed, and like now our voices go well together. When we first started playing, I just started singing and playing bass right when I started doing those open mic nights.
Wow, that's amazing. That's
sing in church when I was a little tiny kid.
You did sing in church?
Yeah, but you know, you're forced to.
The gospel, so a lot of good R&B people, they always sing in church. So there you go, you're coming out of that tradition. Sure.
Are you talking about like little kid choir, right?
Well, like, yeah, like the whole church. It's not like cool R&B. It's a bunch of like
Mormons.
White Mormon people that, you know.
Anyway, you know what? You know those Mormons are some of the most creative people in the world. You got South Park.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
and you got that that guy that does all those disturbing movies, which his name I forget. The Company of Men guy. What's his name?
Oh. I can't remember.
Yes, that guy. What's
Napoleon Dynamite, Gentleman Broncos.
Oh yeah,
yes. You see,
guys are Mormons.
Mormons.
Jerusha Hesh. Heth.
I think they just channel their evil energy into creativity. Instead of being evil, they're like, I'm just going to be creative. So, all right, I just made a sweeping generalization. No, all right, and it big. Right? No, that show, Big Love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big Love.
Which has nothing to do with.
My mom says it's pretty accurate.
Woo. No, wait, really?
Yeah. That's what my mama said.
Wow. Uh-oh.
I mean, there's probably not a lot of true Mormon polygamists living in suburbia. Maybe. But she said, I don't know. She said that their other aspects are pretty right on.
No makeup. Anyways. Anyway, all right. So, sorry, not to get off on that little nutty tangent, but anyway, Shannon and the Clams, you got the new album out, Sleep Talk. It's on 1234 Go Records, and Cody, you recorded it.
I did.
Really fantastic.
Nice
guys
work,
are
Cody.
Thanks.
Yes, I tip me hat. It's a great album, people. Also pick up I Want to Go Home. I love that record. And then I found out you have a secret album, which you got to re that's out of print. Like, there's only 600 or 500 of them or something. I got to secure myself a copy of that.
I don't have a copy of that.
What?
I think some of it's better. I mean, most of it got re-recorded on I Want to Go Home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the original recordings are better.
Yeah, that was called Scuffle with the Clams, was that? There's a really funny Polaroid of me and Shannon on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
I forgot about that.
But what we did with those songs is, like, we re-recorded some of them for I Want to Go Home, and then the rest of them we put out on 7-inch records. We had a 7-inch called Patty's Birthday that was on Southpaw Records in Oakland, and then a 7-inch called Hunk Hunt, which was first on Weird Hug Records. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, Go reissued it. But
okay, cool.
So those songs are around.
But that original, those 600 people that have that.
I know.
I must.
Did we even make 600?
We made 600, yeah. We did two sets of 300.
Well, we even have an even more secret first EP where I did all these little Phil Spector cartoons on the cover. That has a Lindsay Lohan cover song on it. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
I have to have these. All right, people listening.
We don't even own them.
Email me, terry@wfmu.org. I need these two records.
Send them to me, too. I want to hear it.
All right, no, this is all about you guys. Okay, yeah. So Shattering Clowns, you're on your tour. Tonight, you're from Oakland, California. You're playing in Jersey City, New Jersey. You're going to get in your chopper, and tonight you're going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Cactus Club, and then you've got a whole rest of your tour. The rest of your tour, which is going to be the Midwest and the West, what's it on your MySpace page?
No, we don't.
Where did you handle
MySpace anymore.
It's really hard now.
So we just put everything on our own website. It's just shannonandtheclams.com, and we always put all of our show dates on there. And all of our news and stuff.
We have a diary you can read.
Cool. All right, so we will be posting the dates. Even as we speak, we're posting the dates. The rest of the tour dates. Rest of tour dates post. Okay. Done. So you do have a MySpace, but at least the MySpace has, like, they can listen to tunes, right? So MySpace.com/ShannonandTheClams, written out as real words.
Don't send us a message on there because we'll never read it ever.
Yeah, you're better off just going to the website. You can listen there too. Sorry, MySpace.
And the website is Shannon. Oh, sorry. rest in peace, MySpace. I love it. I know. Say, I feel so bad. I actually I have a MySpace also, and I never go to it. I haven't gone on it in like a year or whatever.
Cumbersome.
Cumbersome's the word for it.
I just feel like it's okay for bands, like, if they want to play their, like, people to play their, like, hear them, you know, that's about it. And see pictures of them.
I have a 1998 PC and it crashes every time I go to myspace.com.
You have a 1998 PC?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like heavier than my TV.
Whoa. It's vintage.
Yeah, it's totally vintage.
I know. I did notice a vintage aesthetic with Shannon and the Clams, right down to the computers.
I think it's called poverty aesthetic, but
so ShannonandTheClams.com. Everybody go to that and everybody pick up their new record, Sleep Talk. Will you be selling it on your tour?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. And it's on 1, 2, 3, 4 Go Records. Well, thank you so much, guys. That was really an incredibly amazing session. I love you guys so much. And I want to thank our fantastic engineer, Jason Siegel. Thank you, Jason.
Great.
And thank you to my associate producer, Paul Bruno, for helping me out. All right, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
Load on that chopper right now.
Okay, thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.